Have you ever wondered what it is about someone that just makes them really enjoyable to be around and to talk to? I used to be a social misfit and pretty much no one wanted me around. So naturally, I wrote a document that's almost 100 pages long. After looking at countless lectures, studies, books, interviews and courses, and even experimenting on my own. Doing so, I made some very surprising discoveries, like just how much advice is wrong, as well as two of the most straightforward ways I use to become more charismatic and better with people.
Oh, Lord, it's good to be here with you, Mr. O'Brien.
So what does a nearly 100-page document look like? Well, it's long, pretty long, and it needed a lot of bookmarks because I wasn't going to spend 3 days finding what I wanted to work on. Yeah. Now, of course, there's loads and loads of research in here, but there's also a lot of my own experiences and how I found that research to apply into my own life. Working in pretty much only customer service for the past 2 or 3 years made it very easy to practice my social skills. I would say now I'm fairly charismatic. I mean, I strike up conversations with completely random people, and the document was a big help. And in it, I found out what worked and what didn't, and it was all thanks to the one big realization that I made. You know, I wasn't always super swag and super cool. I used to be awful with people. I had barely any friends in high school and I didn't get invited to most things. I got cut off a lot and no one listened to me. I felt anxious and lonely and I had basically no self-esteem. It was bad, right? Going to the shops for me was like climbing Mount Everest for an ant with one leg. So one night, I got pretty drunk. I only just started writing up the document at this point, so my social skills were only just starting to get better. I was hanging out with this guy that I worked with. Let's just call him Tom, and he was an amazing person. Excellent with people. It was just something about him. I enjoyed being around him, and so did everyone else, it seemed. It was like he understood people. He made people feel happy. I wondered what it was about him, so I asked. I asked him, "Who raised you?" And he goes, "Myself. I'm an orphan." So it turned out this guy doesn't have parents. It's pretty embarrassing, right? But he went on to say that he doesn't think there's anything special about him. What a humble guy, but it didn't help. It inspired me to go ham on that document because when I talked to him longer, I think I figured it out. I realized that Tom has different goals from you and I. He has a special mindset, and I called this mindset the heart of gold. It's something I found massively helped me out when I wanted to get better at talking to people, which is awesome, but what the hell does that even mean? People naturally gravitate towards other people that have these kinds of attributes. That seems like a lot, because it is. It's a lot. That's a part of charisma. There's a lot going on in it, because it's not a thing you can have. It's rather a result of having a certain attitude and behavior, as well as good communication skills. So the document helped me narrow everything down into the definition of a heart of gold, making it way easier for me to become more charismatic. So what exactly did I do? Well, let's dive into the 2.5 things that I did to become more charismatic.
Wait, can you lie on your back just like down and up? Yeah.
One of the really big things I did was I changed my goals and attitude. I asked myself a really big question. Why do you want to be more charismatic? Most people purely want to be liked, or they want approval from others. This comes from insecurity because they feel incomplete. I felt incomplete. I realized that no matter how many people liked me or how much they liked me, it would never fill that hole. And with that as my main goal, I would have gotten nowhere. I'd be like a donkey with a carrot in front of it. So then I asked myself another question. What is the point in trying to be liked if I'm not even enjoying the conversations I'm having? Why don't I just talk to others to have fun? Why don't I just chill out? Who cares if they don't like me? How could they hate me if I just wanted to have a good time? That was a really effective goal that I found that Tom had, but what does a fun conversation look like and how do you even get that? We go day by day, battling life on our own with barely anyone to talk to us. But there are people out there that make it better and dramatically easier just by being there. But how? I thought that just listening to people was enough, but I realized that people don't want me to just listen to them. That's rude. They want me to understand them. That's what listening is about. But how? That's when I came across something called active listening, which is a way of listening to someone which basically makes almost everything better. It's something that you can practice too. I got really good at doing this thanks to a guy called Carl Rogers. I should make a video about this. Maybe? What if I already have? Oh God. When people knew they were being heard, sometimes they said the most out-of-pocket or interesting stuff. Not only did I learn so much more as a person, but it made conversation so much more fun and unique. Because the other person, when they understood that I was listening to them properly, they would just go ham. They'd say whatever. And I believe that's what makes up a good conversation. So I changed my goals to not only having a chill and fun time, but also to understand people. But I was still missing something. Something that, through my research, I found was vital to be actually remotely charismatic, and I found it to be the most common trait among the people that I studied. I want you to see if you can guess what it is, and here's a clue. I'm doing it right now. Now, this is something that really sticks out when you do it, and I first encountered it in high school. Long before I started this document, I made a friend who I'm still friends with now. He was really fun to be around when I met him, and most people agreed. Yet he didn't seem to do anything special. He wasn't constantly cracking dumb jokes, and he wasn't loud and annoying. Actually, sometimes it was pretty blunt, but he was still a joy to be around. Why? What? That doesn't make any sense. Now, when I thought I understood it, I tried using it, and it didn't work. It made me look like a complete clown. So if you want my advice, don't do it. Unless you really commit to it, then you can do it. This worked really well once I understood it completely, but it was still pretty hard to do. Yet it led to one of the biggest chapters in the document that I wrote up, and it changed my life too, man. Like, wow. Okay, so you know the generic advice you get on the internet? Like, smile lots, give compliments, have good eye contact. I did that, and it really didn't work. And that's because I was forcing myself to act like a likable person. We're hardwired to really hate fake people, even if we don't know why we end up hating them. Okay, so did you guess what it is? Because I kind of need to tell you what it is now. That's right. It's authenticity. I was trying to be myself, and most of this part of the video is unscripted. It's just talking points, that's all. But how can you be more authentic? What does that even mean, and why is it so good? I mean, what is there to gain from being really vulnerable and weird, right? It doesn't make any sense. You have to be normal. I realize that people aren't actors. People love being around other people who are themselves, and this is because they feel warm, comfortable, like they can be themselves as well. They think, if they can do it, I can do it, and this makes for some really fun conversations. People get real. That's what we need. Carl Rogers also talked about the amazing effects that happen when you be your positive self around people. Not only did I make friends easier, but it just made my life easier. I wasn't stressing about how to act all the time, and it just made everything happen naturally. And people love this stuff, because when it's real, it matters. Okay, so how did I do this? How did I achieve this monumental task of just being myself and being okay with it? Well, first of all, I got therapy. I'm gonna be honest here. Don't just rely on the internet for this stuff. That helped the most. Researching people like David Hawkins and Carl Jung really helped me be my positive self. Another thing I did was, instead of forcing myself to smile, I gave myself a reason to. I thought more positively. I saw the good in things, and I practiced gratitude. And I know this might sound ridiculous, but I just started saying nearly everything that came to my mind within reason. Instead of just letting it float around in my head and calling myself an idiot if I even thought about saying it. Everything from out-of-pocket questions to funny remarks or just greeting someone that I haven't greeted yet, even if I thought it might be a bit weird too. This worked really well. Like, really well. I started to get more comfortable with being myself because I saw that it wasn't so bad, one baby step at a time. It came to me that a life that you're living where you're not yourself, in my opinion, is wasted. Being myself at the start was really hard, but over time, it got a bit easier, and now I'm way more capable as a person than I was before. Now, of course, I could go super into depth about everything I talked about, but then the video will be 15 weeks long and 7 days. Just remember that the best teacher is experience. I'm not going anywhere though, so please subscribe, and I'll be uploading whatever the hell I feel like it next week. It's next week.